Good afternoon. I think the story of the game has to be told this way. Probably the biggest thing was plus two. Four turnovers in the second half. We turned it over twice ourselves, but they were huge. And the fact that in the red zone, they did not score, red or tight, and we were 2 for 3 in the green and 2 for 2 in the tight green. So that tells a little bit of the story. I think the other thing is they had 7 penalties and we had 3. And we did play better defense in the second half, even if you just look at the turnovers themselves. Our turnover late put the game in great jeopardy, no doubt. And then to be able to come back like we did with Eli and Victor and to make the big play was something.
Tom, even though it was heat of the moment with Ahmad, that thing yesterday, do you appreciate a guy who's that fiery and, I don't know exactly what was exactly said between you guys, but...
Well, there's never been any question about Ahmad Bradshaw's toughness, his intensity level. He plays the game hard. You know, you'd like to have everybody play as hard as he plays, to be honest with you. He gives it everything he's got. And so you want people to recognize that fact. But sometimes you do have to control yourself and control your emotions, and he's working on it.
Is that just something you chalk up to the heat of the moment, or will you address it after the fact at all with him?
Shit, sorry. My bad.
That's at least 5,000.
It's
J-A-Y-F-U-N-D, by the way. It's been addressed.
Can that be infectious to a team when his energy, what does that do to your locker room?
That's what we hope in a positive way. Yes.
With his carries yesterday, was the foot a factor at all in how many times he carried the ball?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. I mean, when he described the exchange to us, he said that he had said, run the ball. He maybe wanted to run a little bit more. I mean, how do you respond to that when players ask him to?
That's not the problem. Is that the only question that we're going to have today is about Ahmad saying good morning, coach, to me?
Tom, your secondary, when you look at it from week one to yesterday, have you seen incremental improvements week to week with the back end?
Well, we gave up a lot of yards, but it was a different style again. A very different style, and the threat of the run was always there. I don't know. I think this was a relatively unique type of offensive team that we had to try to defend. So I don't know necessarily if this can be classified, or you can look at it, analyze it from the course of, say, 16 games and say where you are. We gave up some chunks. There's no doubt about it. We gave up some big plays, and we got our work to do.
How did everybody come through injury-wise? I know Linville Joseph got banged up a little bit in the game there. Was he okay today? Or?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how these guys come back. You know, this is the first day, and they're sore.
And Canty held up, I guess, well?
Chris did well.
Did you anticipate Jaquan Williams or Kenny Phillips?
We're going to see tomorrow, but we'll see. He's the decision probably was made this week as to whether or not he'll begin to practice or not. I'm not going to say right now. I think they need another day in the training room to give us a full assessment.
How did Reuben Randall do on the kickoffs? Was he too conservative with David keeping him in the end zone?
No, he made pretty good choices, I thought. You know, David does not want to be held in there at all. But in some circumstances, it is the smart move.
That's a big decision to put on one rookie with another rookie. You were comfortable with that then?
I was.
In this game and also the Cleveland game, the defense kind of made some adjustments at halftime both times and kind of tightened up in the second half. I guess, have you seen them kind of be able to do that through the course of the season?
That's the nature of the game. Pro football is about, you know, making adjustments, assessing what the opponent is doing, and making adjustments during the course of the game as well as halftime, and hopefully coming out and doing a better job after those adjustments are made.
How do you describe Eli's ability to quickly toss out something that was a negative, an interception, a bad play, and come back?
That's a very, very strong suit of his. And he came right out, and, you know, I walked up to him, and I said, okay, the next play is the most important play. Forget that one. You know, I think he's already done that. He's already digested all of that and on to the next play and looks forward to it. Actually looks forward to being in that kind of situation, which is a strong point.
How do you account for just how well you guys play on the road?
I thought we were home yesterday.
No, I'm talking about I know you don't want to talk about Dallas.
No.
Until that comes up, but you went to San Francisco, you played well there, and just typically in the past, you've gone to New England, you played.
We've done well on the road. We've played well on the road.
Is there something that accounts for how well you do on the road?
Well, it's all about preparation, but it's about the idea of, you know, all we've got is each other, and each man is responsible and accountable to another. And the hostile environment, we've done a pretty good job with it. It would take me a long time to explain the whole typical deal, but that's mostly where I start from.
Tom, are you looking at the division now? You know, Redskins coming up. You've already lost to the Cowboys, the Eagles too. It's almost a survival kind of. You know, you were in a hole. Now you just got to dig out of the hole the best way you can.
Well, we've started out and. You know, we've got another divisional game coming up this week, so very important game to the Cowboys and to the Giants. So it's the nature of this division now. It doesn't get easy. It's tough. It's each of these games is a battle. You know, I was looking at the differential in our two losses. You know, what, 9 points? So each game is a battle, and these divisional games are very exciting. You pinpoint each one of those. They do take a physical drain on you, but nevertheless, you got to come right back again. So,
you were involved in another division before you came here, and then you were involved in this division with the Giants before. Is it different? Do you think the NFC East is a different animal?
I do. Yeah, I think this the question of just the rivalries, the fact that these teams have been around for so long, playing each other for so long, has just built up tremendous tradition. Doesn't matter. They quickly get caught up on from everyone around them about exactly what they're going into.
So you think your young players, they know?
They're getting there. Yeah, they're starting to get it. Yeah.
Tom, how did Hakeem come out of the game, and how did he compare to last week against San Francisco?
I think he gets a little bit better each week. I think he's mentally better. I don't know that he's always physically able to do the things he really wants to do or we want him to do. But he seemed to come out of it okay.
Tom Martellus was saying that he didn't feel like he played as well yesterday as he had played in San Francisco, yet his numbers were quite good. I think he targeted 7 times and had 5 catches or whatever it was.
There's more to the game than that, though.
Yeah, no, but did you? So what were the things that – did you see that as well?
Well, I would say that, you know, it's good of him to be hard on himself. I know he can be a better blocker. I think there's some things in the past game he could have done better.
On the Cruz touchdown, were you surprised at all the coverage that the Redskins used? You know, Eli seemed a little surprised that the safety played it so aggressively.
No, I wasn't.
Why not?
Because they're in that situation. They had earmarked the coverage based around number 80, and he was able to do something about it. But I wasn't surprised by the coverage. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's more time spent on that particular part of the game, which is, it's incredible. If you want to talk about the changes that have You spend a tremendous amount of time on 2 minute. You spend a tremendous amount of time on 4 minute. The kinds of things in the old days where you just, you know, you knew there was going to be this coverage, and week in and week out, you just kind of, you know, recognize the personnel involved, but you thought you were going to get that type of thing. That's not the case today. And as soon as that ball goes over midfield, anything can happen.
You need more time on both sides of the ball, right, or offensively?
You're asking me on the offensive side, but it's the same thing for defense. Defense is never going to let you really comfortably know what they're going to do. There's always going to be change-ups.
Just talk about Chase, two key turnovers there to end games.
Plays hard, smart, you know, constant motion. You watch the guy play. He's always talking, moving, always making sure that he communicates with his teammates, always trying to put people in the right spots, always coming up, it seems, in those situations where he can be a factor in a play, even if it's, as you say, maybe not the original hit, but in he comes to try to make something happen to the ball, which their team was very good at too.
There was a lot of early in the summer outside speculation that Chase really had to be on point, or else, you know, Mark Rosick would take his job. Has he been, and is he difficult to get out of the lineup?
Oh, he's most difficult, yeah, because his acumen is so sharp, and he takes great pride in this, in the communication part of it. And Mark has learned a lot from Chase.
Putting Chase aside, though, I mean, Mark would be ready to be a starting middle linebacker for most NFL teams, you think?
I think Mark will be a good middle backer going forward, because he's learning from a good one.